Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we look at issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing political developments in South Africa following the decision last week by the new South African Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, to extend work permits for foreign nationals. This has invited calls from opposition parties Action South Africa and African Transformation Movement that are demanding that the minister reverse this decision and instead prioritize jobs for South Africans. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States of America. U.S. lawmakers returned to the nation's capital this week for the first time since President Joe Biden's disappointing performance in the presidential debate against presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump late last month. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports on calls from Capitol Hill for Biden to step aside.
U.S. President Joe Biden facing questions from within his own party this week as lawmakers return to Washington and concerns that Biden's poor debate performance will quash his chances to beat Donald Trump in the November general election.
He just has to step down because he can't win.
Representative Mike Quigley, one of a handful of House and Senate Democrats who have publicly expressed concerns that Biden has not made the case he is healthy enough to serve another 4 years. But the majority of Democrats still pledge their support.
President Biden is the nominee, and we support the Democratic nominee that will be Donald Trump. That is a fact.
The White House said Biden's debate performance was a temporary misstep.
He had a bad night. We've talked about it. He understands people's concerns. We have been out there, as we have been in previous months. You see from his engagement with everyday people on the ground.
One analyst told VOA that lawmakers aren't the only ones Biden needs to win over.
He needs to hear their concerns. He needs to be honest with them about where he has liabilities and what his plan is to attack those liabilities. But he also has a PR problem with voters out there. It matters a lot that Democrats are sitting lawmakers are upset with their own candidate. But it matters more if voters don't see him as a viable option.
Top House Republicans said Tuesday administration officials should consider using a constitutional amendment that allows the vice president to remove an incapacitated president from office.
There is no longer any doubt that Joe Biden is unfit to be our commander in chief. The Biden White House, far-left House Democrats, and the mainstream media are in complete disarray because they know this to be true.
But with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer not wavering in his support,
I'm with Joe.
The scenario of replacing Biden with Vice President Kamala Harris as the nominee is still unlikely.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime.
Democrats will formally appoint their nominee at their convention in mid-August. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
South Africa reached their first ever Cricket World Cup final in June, marking a historic moment in the country's cricketing history since joining the international cricket community. The Proteas, South Africa's men's national cricket team, decided to temporarily relax their quota system for the tournament held across the United States and West Indies, much to the delight of their supporters. In Johannesburg, South Africa, Zaha Kassim takes a look at how cricket is shifting from a focus on race to one centered on merit.
On this cricket field, the pitch requires a swift roll. For Sean Noble, a seasoned groundsman at Johannesburg's Rivoli Cricket Club, this moment is significant. Noble, a cricket enthusiast for almost two decades, had hoped that the Proteas, South Africa's men's national cricket team, would win their first international trophy at the 2024-2020 World Cup tournament hosted in the West Indies and the United States.
Does final means to me that it's very important to our country, and that this is the first time that we're not going to choke in the final.
South Africa had a promising start, but faltered against India in the final stages, causing the cricket team to miss out on the trophy. This tournament also marked a relaxation from the quota system that had been enforced over the past decade, which required at least half the squad to comprise players of colour to ensure inclusive representation post-apartheid. Ashwin Desai, the author of a book on cricket looking at post-apartheid South Africa, explains how the excellence of players of colour has led to the call to drop the quota system.
Constantly the quota or targets were being questioned and re-engineered. But I think there's a solid body of evidence that quotas could be anti-black. Why are they anti-black? Because originally when they came into being, it was to deal with white gatekeeping. But most of the cricket unions are run by black people. The selection committee is overwhelmingly black. And so the idea that there could be racial gatekeeping starts to lose its resonance.
Noble shares Desai's sentiments.
You select a person on merit, not on name, color, or creed.
But Noble is not the only person who feels this way. Emotions were mixed among fans and Johannesburg fan park.
There was a lot of controversy around it at the beginning because there were more white players in the team not a lot of players of color. So I feel like we should just get our best people, especially for a World Cup. We should have our best people in the lineup.
Despite the national team fielding only three players of colour, one short of the mandated quota, some fans rallied behind the Proteas, advocating for a merit-based system.
So we would like to see better representation. However, at the same time, we want to see the South African national team best represented in terms of abilities and in terms of who can get the job done.
I think it's not fair at all because you are forced to bring people who are not competent. You are forced to take some people who are more competitive than others and drop them just because of this issue of race and all those things.
Many cricket experts and fans expect a return to the traditional quota system, which has been in place since 1999. However, the 2024-2020 World Cup highlighted a desire among fans for on-field results, no matter who achieves them. Ziri Kassim, VOA Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Back to the topic of the day. The new South African Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, last week extended the temporary concession for foreign nationals who are currently awaiting the outcome of visa, waiver and appeal applications. The minister said extension safeguards applicants, including those who are contributing to South Africa through their scarce skills, from suffering adverse consequences or being erroneously declared undesirable while they await the outcome of applications submitted to the department. Schreiber's Democratic Alliance Party has openly said it will allow approximately 180,000 Zimbabwe exemption permit holders to apply for any alternative visa for which they qualify, including permanent residence for ZEP holders of more than 5 years. However, this has invited a backlash from opposition groups that are calling for the reversal of that decision and instead prioritize jobs for South Africans. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, We bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook page, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To kick off our discussion, we are joined by Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza from Tshwane University of Technology in South Africa, and also Mr. Vusumuzi Suwanda, who is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum, African Diaspora Global Network. Welcome to our show, gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. Kademiri. Good evening to your listeners and viewers.
Thank you so much. Welcome, Professor Mukonza. Thank you so much, Dr. Suwanda. Welcome to our show. Let me start with you, Dr. Suwanda. What do you make of Minister Shriba's decision to extend the temporary concessions of immigrants?
Well, look, that obviously there wasn't a choice, because as a result of the failure of the department to process all these, you know, temporary and long-term visas, some of them stretching as far back as 2019, or over 5 years, you know, the department is the one that has to be faulted. If that would not be done, you know, that would create an untenable situation. We have seen that the predecessor, you know, Dr. Mtsoaledi, has been doing the same thing. But what we are looking forward to is basically, you know, the finalization of all these outstanding, you know, applications, so that, you know, there is no such backlog or people that have got to wait beyond the time. So that was something that he had to do, you know, in terms of the law, if the department was not going to have serious lawsuits, you know, against them for the expired, you know, if there was no concession.
Mm-hmm. And Professor Mukonza, we have seen Action South Africa and the African Transformation Movement both petitioning the minister to reverse his decision and want him to prioritize South African nationals. Can we see the minister taking heed of this?
I doubt if the minister is going to take heed of the protests from HNSA and the African Transformation Movement, because, I mean, there are limited options for the minister. Because any other action would as he clearly articulated, and I'm sure his position is informed by legal advice. He said he did not want to create adverse conditions or consequences for applicants. Because what is clear in this case, Mr. Kademiri and listeners and viewers, is that the problem lies with the Home Affairs, their inefficiency, their inability to process and make decisions on the applications, is what has, you know, gotten us to the point where we are. So the minister, I think, must have analyzed the situation carefully and thought the fairest, you know, position to take is the extensions that he granted.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Suwanda, can we see any implications or legal implications with regards to the minister's action? Are we going to see these opposition parties approaching the courts over this?
No, definitely there isn't. I mean, we've seen that during the ZTP. I mean, you know, organizations like, you know, the African Truck Drivers, you know, Association, trying to team up, you know, with the Department of Home Affairs to say that, for example, the ZTP, you know, was unlawful and illegal from the onset. Now, what that ideally means is basically that there should be a legal basis. So these people that are making this much noise are simply, you know, political populists, you know, and people that are opportunistic, that are just trying to get one or two votes, you know, through this populism. But there is no basis for approaching any court, because they would never win. They don't have that money to waste.
Mm-hmm. Ndouya kwamuri, Professor Mukonza. Takatarisa mamiro akaita zvinhu. Tirikuona kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutariswa kana vari kutaurwa zviri pamutemo, vanhu vanosvika zviuru zana nemakumi masere 180,000. Asi tinonzwa kuti muSouth Africa mune vana veZimbabwe vanodarika miriyoni, vamwe vachiti vanogona kutosvika kana kumamiriyoni maviri kana matatu. Kana mutemo uyu uchitarisa vanhu ivava 180,000, vamwe ava zvii zvingazoitwawo kwavari? Vane mukana here wekuti vange vachizowana mapepa?
Handifungi kuti vanhu ava vangawane mapepa, nekuti zvinobva zvasumudza mhepo. Kana 180,000 vari kutokonzeresa zhowezha yakaita seyatiri kunzwa, pafungei kuti nhamba iyoyo ikazowedzera kusvika pamiriyoni kana mamiriyoni maviri sekutaurwa maita. Handifungi kuti pangavhurike zvokuti vanhu vese vangawane mapepa. Ivava 180 ndofunga sekuti ndo vanogona kungowana mukana wokuwana mapepa chete.
Back to you, Dr. Swanda, if you may respond in isiNdebele. The new minister, he did this on day one after being sworn in as the minister. Are we going to see a different performance from Minister Motsoaledi's and between these two ministers, the former minister, that's Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, and Minister Schreiber?
Ngendlela esibheke ngayo sibona ingathi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya lo esinaye uDr. Leon Schreiber uzokwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukuthi ukusebenza kwakhe kungafani nalokhu okukadokotela uMtswaledi, ngoba nakhu phela siyabona ukuthi kunokwehluleka okukhulu okwenziwe uMtswaledi okufikisele kuthini ngesikhathi abe ngqongqoshe wezasekhaya. Amaphemithi, amavisa akukaze kukhiqizwe, selokhu kuhleli phambi kubanjiwe, okunye kuze kuphelelwe yisikhathi ilokhu kukubona. Now siyazi ukuthi i-EDA njengeqembu lezepolitiki eliphikisayo lihlala lifuna ukukhomba ukuthi lona lisebenza kangcono. Ngendlela esibuka ngayo sibona ingathi ungaphansi kwengcindezi ungqongqoshe udokotela uShreiber ukuthi ayenze okuhlukileyo ngendlela njengoba kade jhilo, futhi njalo ngendlela abazoshesha kumbe isikhathi abazosithatha ukuthi bakhiqize amaphemithi nencwadi zokuvakashela kumbe zokuhlala lapha kwelaseMzantsi Afrika.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line, and we want to take this opportunity to welcome our third guest, that's Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, who is a legal advisor. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndlovu. Thank you so much. Maybe before you breathe, let me throw a question to you. We were talking of any legal implications in what Minister Schreiber has done to give a reprieve to foreigners who are in South Africa so that they stay in South Africa without being kicked out, I think, until the end of December this year. But Action South Africa and other political opposition parties have already petitioned him to reverse his decision. What's your take on this development?
My take on this development is that the political parties that, as you mentioned, are petitioning him to reverse the decision don't actually understand the decision of the minister. It's the decision of the minister is rooted in law, because what the minister is saying is that those people who are already in South Africa on a permit or waiting for a waiver or waiting for a visa, they are waiting for that visa, and it's not their fault that the visa or the permit or the waiver has not yet come out. So what the minister has done in giving that reprieve is to make sure that they don't get arrested while they are still waiting for the waiver or the permit or the visa. So the political parties, when they allow petitioning the minister, they actually don't understand what the minister is actually doing, because what the minister is doing is in line with the constitution and is in line with the law. But the political parties, they're just doing what political parties do. They're just politicking. Because now they're saying that the minister shouldn't have extended that, and the permits should have been let to expire, and the people are supposed to return back to their homes and stuff. But it's not possible, because the people are already in South Africa and already they've applied for a renewal of their permit. Some have applied for waivers, some have applied for work visas or business visas or student visas. So they're waiting for those things to come out. So the Home Affairs, because of the backlog, it's failing to cope and failing to give the people what they applied for, which they are entitled to get by the Immigration Act of 2002 as amended.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Ndlovu. Professor Mukonza, some are saying that the minister's decision attracts international talent, investment and tourism, while some are saying it prioritizes immigrants. What's your take here? How do you see this? I'm sorry, we have lost Professor Mukonza there. Let me go to Dr. Siwanda as we try to reconnect with Professor Mukonza. Dr. Siwanda. Hello, Dr. Siwanda, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am here.
We have heard some Zimbabweans complaining that some employers have already started terminating their contracts, and some banks already making sure that their accounts are cleaned up before December of this year. With this development or decision from the minister, are we going to see employers relaxing their decisions too?
Well, look, the employers that have obviously done that are those that are criminally minded, that are trying to obviously, you know, rob those employees of their benefits, you know, illegally and unlawfully so. But as we have always said, if anyone has been terminated in such a manner, considering that the minister has always been clear there's been a case that they could not be terminated, you know, considering that their visas, their ZTPs were valid. And the ZTPs are still valid up until November 29, 2025. So come end of this year, all these ZTP holders that will have applied for a waiver or that will have applied or renewed their ZTPs, they will be valid in the country. So there is no legal basis for any employer to terminate, you know, those contracts or for any Zimbabwean to empty their bank accounts, because that would be acting in a manner that is prejudicial to them, while if there is no legal cause or need for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And welcome back, Professor Mukonza, if I may throw the question to you again. I had asked you about some who are saying that Minister Schreiber's decision attracts international talent, investment and tourism, while some are castigating him, saying that he should reverse that decision because it is prioritizing immigrants. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kandemiri. And my take on that is that the decision by the minister creates a positive image about South Africa and its immigration regime. So it has positive implications for South Africa in the various areas that you have mentioned, whether you're talking tourism, you're talking investment. Well, I think the challenge that we have with a certain sector of people who comment about immigration is that they tend to limit their, when they talk about immigration, their minds are full of only illegal immigrants. They are full of those immigrants who come without skills. Yet immigration is a broad subject. Of course, illegal immigrants will be part of it, but there are also immigrants who come to South Africa and benefit the economy in many ways, bringing in skills, bringing in investment, and so forth. So if South Africa is reckless in its approach to the subject and act as if when it is dealing with immigrants, it's only dealing with Zimbabweans and illegal immigrants from Zimbabwe, then it may end up getting the whole issue wrong. That's my take.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let me just read some comments from some of our listeners. We have Marceline Musengi. Hanzi pataka uya ndo wakati daiza ere, todzo kira tega, sema wira ataka ita. Kwa JC Home Renovations, vashansa zitare kamba na hapo. Hanzi tinotenda na mazuwa kawezerwa. Kana nesuo tisina mapepa, tinonzvengana nemapurisa tirimo ava vasingatide muno ava kungoitawo zvekutungana kwembudzi. Koya mukoma Maxwell Zvirevo, hanzi kuwedzera kana kusawedzera makore semufanana. Mass deportation inoda homwe, and I'm sure his budget doesn't allow him to do that. Koya mufundisi Richard Moyo, hanzi chekutanga mamwe mapato ewayo aifunga kuti achadya nazvo asi akatadza kuvhoterwa zvine mutsindo, saka zvavanochema izvo hazvina kana basa rese izvo. Vanhu ngavapiwe magwaro. Ini ndakafara negurukota idzva rakabva kuDA. Koya mukoma Tulani Makida Sivanda, hanzi isu tozvigarira muno, chero zvavada kuita ngavaite havo, tozodzokera tega kana kwedu kwanaka. Those are some of our comments from our listeners. And Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu, let me go to you with this question. You heard from our listeners, all of them are saying that they don't have legal rights to stay in South Africa, but they are happy that this development will also allow them to live in South Africa. But we are hearing that there are some current deportations that are taking place. Do you see Zimbabweans escaping from this?
Yeah, the deportation may happen, but it will only affect a minute number of immigrants, because it's been proven that deportations are ineffective as a way of trying to curb immigration issues. Because, as an example, you round up people, you take them to Mandela, then you say they buy tickets for themselves and they get on a bus and they are deported to Beitbridge. The moment they get to Beitbridge, some of them don't even go to Gwanda or Harare or Bulawayo. They just simply cross back, and the bus that left them there by the border, some of them might even get to Joburg faster than that bus, because it's so easy to just cross the river and into South Africa again. Mm-hmm. So the South African government also, as some of the listeners there were saying, that it doesn't have that much budget to actually deport people. So mass deportations actually are expensive and they require a lot of money. And like I've said before, they are ineffective, because the same person that you deport today is the same person that will be in the country again tomorrow. Because if someone is working here in South Africa, you deporting them will not make them go and stay in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
So that is actually not going to work, and it's not worked. That's why nowadays the Department of Home Affairs says that you pay your own bus ticket when you are being deported. So that
thank you.
They try and reduce the cost. But even the hiring of the buses and the personnel will be there in the...
Thank you so much, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Let me
escape.
Yes, let me go to Dr. Sivanda before we wrap it up with Professor Mkonza. 30 seconds, Dr. Sivanda, in Isindebele, what advice can you give to Zimbabweans, these listeners who are saying that regardless of what is happening, they will illegally stay in South Africa?
Esingakusho ukuthi labo abahlala eSouth Africa uma bengenawo amaphepha, akuyona into enhle ukuthi umuntu ahlale ezweni lapho angakukhona bakhe okungaziwa khona, ngoba ngaphandle kokuboshwa iSouth Africa ingaguqula imithetho engenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi umuntu athole olunye usizo uma engenawo amaphepha, njengasesibhedlela nasendaweni ezijimileyo. Siyabakhuthaza abantu ukuthi ngabathole iy'ncwadi ezokuhlala kwelase-South Africa. Uma bengazi ukuthi bangenza njani, balande abameli abangabasiza babaxwayise
kunde
baye kunhlanganiso ezisebenzela amalungelo omuntu.
Thank you so much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu, toda kutenda vanyarikani vedu vanhasi, Professor Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza, vanoshanda neSwane University of Technology, vabvusimudzi Sivanda, vanovesa chigaro weAfrican Diaspora Forum, African Diaspora Global Network, pamwe nava Velimpini Ndlovu, vanova vachipanga mazano munyaya dzemitemo. Signing off in Washington, I'm your host Jonga Kandemiri.